The holidays are upon us, and most of us are making plans to visit with family and friends and celebrate good cheer. For those afflicted with illness, it can be difficult to tap into the sentiment of the season. However, at the University of Michigan Hospitals, there is a concerted effort to give the patients some spirit. As WEMU's Wendy Wright reports, with music as a centerpiece, many patients are not only smiling, but they're healing.
At noon on any given Thursday, visitors, staff, and patients gathered in the lobby of the U of M's main hospital are treated to some music. As you can hear, in December, the focus is on the sounds of the season. That's the Dodsworth Brass Band, with a little sing-along help from the 30 to 40 people gathered in the main hospital lobby. And that's only the beginning. Every year in December, the Madrigal group Arbor Consort spends an afternoon at the facility. Elaine Sims is program director for the University of Michigan Health System's Gifts of Art program.
That day is quite unique. We visit every single room in the hospital, with very few exceptions. And we don't go to the children's hospital because they do get many, many visitors there. But the adults are really neglected. And so we visit every single adult patient, and it's probably about 4 hours of singing. We break into usually about four groups. They come in full Victorian costume. They have magnificent voices, even in the ICUs. And we just go all afternoon, and there's usually things happen that, you know, we'll stay with you the rest of your life.
Oh, that was just joyous. It was wonderful. It wants to bring tears to my eyes, you know, because you don't see carolers anymore.
That's Vivian Springborn. Vivian is a patient on the sixth floor and clearly excited and happy to share in the holiday festivities. Sarah Zembrowski is also a patient, and she's following the singers from room to room. Sarah says the hospital was not where she planned on spending her holiday.
This weekend I was supposed to go with my family to pick out our Christmas tree, and they had to do it without me. So that's really awesome. It really brightens everyone's spirits, and it was very cool to see.
Greg Maxwell is a licensed music practitioner and employee of the University of Michigan Health System. Throughout the year, he spends a lot of time playing guitar and singing at bedsides, often with patients joining in.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He says it makes a real difference in December.
Some of them find it relaxing. Others, you know, find it very comforting because it reminds them of maybe times we're happier when they weren't, you know, when they weren't in the hospital, when they weren't ill. It helps to bring families together when there are family members in the room because Christmas is, you know, something, you know, the holidays people share, families share. So it's a really common thing that we do every day at this point.
Holiday music is just one component of a much larger picture. Gifts of Art Program Director Elaine Sims says the mission is to incorporate the arts in the environment of care. To that end, there are, among other things, gallery exhibits, permanent art throughout the hospital system, an art cart for patients, and of course, the music.
Over the years, we've really tried to get more and more programming bedside to patients when they really need it the most, when they're going through that very challenging and difficult journey and need something to remind them of good times, of feelings of social support, times they felt cared for, like when they were a child, as we all do, things like that. And so we've added to the programming that we provide at the bedside.
Those bedside experiences aren't just for the patients. U of M Health System music practitioner Betsy Beckerman has been playing for patients for about 8 years. Along the way, Beckerman says she's acquired some lifelong memories of her own.
I had a request to play for a 12-year-old girl who had just had a very serious surgery. Spinal fusion, was in a lot of pain. I was hesitant to go in the room because I could see the nurse was in there doing things with her. Oh, she said, you got to come in. I came in. And this girl was in a lot of pain and was, you know, moaning at times. She loved the music. She started, you know, kind of really attending to the music, making requests, and this is 2 days post serious back surgery. It was remarkable.
Margaret Ramsey is a clerk in the cardiovascular center. She says there's a science to making the music work for patients.
We like to kind of match the musician with the patient and the patient's needs. Our patients actually walk by the desk, and you know, they may look lonely or they may look like they need something to kind of change their personality from down to up, and that's usually when we refer one of the musicians to come see them.
Susan Mann is the unit host of the cardiovascular intensive care unit. She says when musicians like Greg Maxwell play, sometimes with monitors beeping, patients are not only happy, but it helps improve their current condition.
The patients love the music. It really relaxes them, and I've even been present when the patients are out. You wouldn't know they were even listening, but Greg can look at the monitor and see the impact he's having on this patient just by his music. Watch the blood pressure come down. It's really wonderful.
You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
So how big a difference does it make? Eva Marino is a clerk in the critical care medical unit.
It's just delightful. The fact that they take the time to come in here, and this has got to be one of the most emotionally dry, barren places in the city of Ann Arbor, and have them come in and bring that light in. It's just a beautiful thing to have them do, and I appreciate them doing it. They have, I'm sure, families they could be taking care of today instead of taking care of their big family. All of us.
Next week, Santa Claus is coming to town bearing his gifts. For the patients who spend the holiday at the University of Michigan Health System, the gift of art and music will continue the year round. Wendy Wright, WEMU News.